Hey there, Jen here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know that our newest Miracle Month kicks off on Monday, May 6th. The theme of this Miracle Month is becoming a master of your life. If you have not joined us yet, now is the time. It's only a four-week program, the Miracle Month, and we will be together 4 weeks in May. 2024 is flying by. Let's make sure that you're moving forward, taking positive steps to creating and reinventing the next version of you, and making some positive new beginnings for a brighter, happier future. Go to widow180.com/miracle month, and you can learn more about the Master Your Life program. This is 4 weeks of group coaching, whether you're brand new to widowhood or you lost your spouse years ago. This program is for everybody. We will be going over important concepts for rebuilding your life after loss, like how to get motivated about life again, feeling more confidence, making meaning of your life, coping with change, finding purpose, being more resilient, breaking through fear, and building a life that you want. These are all the things that we talk about in the Miracle Month. We talk about attitude and mindset and emotional well-being. If you know you want more, you know you are ready to embrace life again, you are ready to welcome in joy and happiness into your life again, then this Miracle Month program is for you. Each week, you get a new workbook to use during our time together on our live Zoom calls. Head right now to widow180.com/miracle month. You can find all the information there. We start Monday, May 6th, so do not wait. That's widow180.com/miracle month. Now let's get into the show. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to let you know that we have set the date for our first in-person retreat. That's going to happen the weekend of May 5th through the 7th, 2023, and I couldn't be more thrilled to see this happening. We found this beautiful retreat center. It's located about an hour outside of New Orleans. Picture a beautiful lake, sprawling woodlands, hiking trails. It's so peaceful and serene. We have some amazing things planned. We have exercises and group activities to help you reflect and reconnect with your true self. I think it's so vitally important to give ourselves the gift of time and space to heal after we lose our loved ones. And this is the perfect place to do that with this group. It's going to be 3 days of de-stressing, decompressing, connecting with others, and finding this next version of you. I can't wait. You can register and get more information at www.widow180.com/retreat. That's www.widow180.com/retreat. Now let's get to today's episode. Hello and welcome back. One very common piece of advice we get as widows is the one that goes, don't make any big changes in the first year. But as we know, this is a very broad and general, quote, rule of widowhood, and it doesn't necessarily apply to everyone. This is individual to each person. You have to take a look at your own situation and weigh the pros and cons to see if it makes sense for you, even if other people try to advise you one way or another. This is something that I talked to with my last podcast guest, Emily Thoreau Threat. That was just last week on episode 167, if you want to go back and give that a listen. When her first husband, Jacques, passed away, they were living in a big house with a pool and a lot of things that Emily had to take care of on her own. Well, here's what Emily had to say.
Sold your house in that first year. Was it? Mm-hmm. It was within that first year. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It was in the first 6 months. Which they tell you not to do.
I was about to say.
Circumstances. She said, I know they say you're supposed to wait a year, but I know you and I know the circumstances and I want to help you and I can't help you find a house if I'm not here. Yeah. So, and I was glad we did. It was the right time for me to do it. And yeah. The house was a lot closer to the university, so it made it easy.
Perfect.
When I was able to go back to work and that worked really well.
I'm glad that we brought this up because that is one of those big things that they tell you about not making the changes in the first year. And I can't say that I always agree with that.
Yeah, I think
it depends on the situation, yeah. You know?
The things that people say are general things, but you have to consider you you know, mm-hmm. wherever you are in your life and your circumstances. And that was what was best for me in my life and my circumstances. And I'm glad I did it. It was very appropriate.
This is such a familiar story for a lot of our listeners. When you lose your partner and you then realize all of the responsibility that is now being placed on just you, taking care of the house and home maintenance is not easy. First, there are physical limitations alone, right? Like having to start the lawnmower. If it's one of those stupid pull cord ones, I can't ever get those things started. The other pull cord thing at our house was the pressure washer, which we would usually do that a couple of times a year at least. And it was pretty much impossible for me to start it on my own. I just couldn't do it. So physically, there are things you won't be able to do, even if you wanted to do them. Then there's the time issue, especially if you have little ones still at home. One of our weekend duties was to weed the front garden. And when I tell you it would take me a couple of hours, that was on a good day. But with Claire being so little when Brent passed away, I couldn't just ditch her inside to watch TV, plop her in front of the TV for a couple of hours. She was only three, and I was the only parent. I had to constantly keep an eye on her, but then try to get things done around the house as well. And I just couldn't keep up with all of it. I couldn't do it. Back to Emily. She decided just after Jack died that she was going to sell her house and downsize. And she found a smaller home in a community that had yard work done for the neighborhood, so she didn't have to have that extra burden. And that freed up her time to focus on rebuilding her life and going back to work and trying to figure out what her next step was. They say, quote, they say you should wait a year to make those big changes, but that doesn't always apply to everyone. They say that these are the rules that we should follow. But what about for those widows whose husbands died in the home? What if they don't feel comfortable in their home anymore? I get that. Is it the right thing to do to stay there, to stay anxious and uncomfortable in your own home just because they say? I mean, I don't think so. For those of you struggling with this right now, struggling with making a big decision like selling your home, I think it's okay to listen to your heart and follow what you're feeling. Follow what makes you feel comfortable and more at peace, more at ease. And regardless of the timing of everything, if it brings you more peace of mind and ease into your life, then do it. And let it be the best decision you can make for yourself. This thought can serve you so well. Don't allow self-doubt and decisions to be run by other people's thoughts or rules or on what they think you should do. This is all about being aligned with what makes you happy. It's giving yourself the freedom to make the best choices for you. It's giving you power to live your life the way that you want to and making choices that are right for you in the season that you're in. Another example of this is if you co-owned a business with your husband, and now without them as a partner in life and in business, it just all feels different. Maybe your heart isn't in the business anymore without them there. Maybe you've lost that enthusiasm, that zest for the business, and you just want out. You want to sell the business and move on to other business opportunities or other career opportunities that come your way? Things that feel in line with the next version of you and who you are becoming now without your husband. Part of your identity was running that business together, and now it doesn't feel right. Pay attention to that. Pay attention to how you feel. That's the most important part of your decision-making process, not what other people think you should do. There will always be other people who don't agree with your choices or try to influence you one way or another. They think they know what's best for you, and maybe they are trying to give you good advice, but they don't know how you feel. They don't know what it feels like to be in your shoes. So weigh out the pros and cons, think about your decision, hear them out, but always come back to your intuition and what feels right to you. Make your decision and be proud of that decision. Because that decision, that act of deciding, took courage. Be proud of being so brave and be proud of trusting yourself and being true to yourself. Follow your own path and do things your way. Find what works best for you, just like Emily did with selling her house, and be proud of all of the things that you're accomplishing. Michael Burke said, "Good instincts usually tell you what to do long before your head has figured it out." I love that quote. Let them say what they want. You do what's best for you. I also wanted to let you know, because we did talk about home maintenance and the struggles that come along with that, this week in the Widow Squad, we have special guest Ryan Motes coming into the group to talk about what we need to do throughout the year to keep up with our homes. There are so many things, as you know. When to wrap the pipes, when to check the vents in the attic. I could go on and on and on. Ryan is joining us to give us a checklist of what we need to do and when we need to do it. Join us this Wednesday, March 15th. Go to widowsquad.com. That's widowsquad.com. And join the Widow 180 community on Facebook. We have lots of Widow Squad updates there. I also post the latest podcast episodes and lots of inspirational quotes and things in the Facebook group. That's Widow 180 community. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Until next week, believe in the possibilities. Hey, if you're a widow and you're ready to become a master of your life again after losing your spouse, I want to invite you to join my Miracle Month program starting Monday, May 6th. I am so excited to be bringing this life-changing program to you and so many other widows. This is a four-week group coaching program where each week we will focus on what it takes to help you heal after loss and move forward to create a life that you truly love and deserve. If you feel stuck in grief, if you feel like there is so much more to life than the way that you feel right now, if you are ready to make some changes to become the next version of you, you know you want more. You know you want to be happy again and feel complete again and embrace life again, then this Miracle Month is for you. I'm going to be sharing things that worked for me and things I've learned from coaching hundreds of other widows, how you can begin to take the steps to rebuild your life through interactive exercises and group discussions. It's the magic of the energy of the group and also the mechanics of the steps you need to take to start creating a life that you love and adore. It's an amazing combination of all of it. If you are ready to take the steps, make the plan, take the action steps you need to live a life of meaning and purpose, to meet your full potential, then grab your spot in the Miracle Month. Now is the time. We kick off on Monday, May 6th, so get in now. Go to widow180.com/miracle month. That's widow180.com/miracle month.